Good evening, everybody. I'd like to start this meeting by reading three verses. First of all, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Acts 10 and verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. One more verse in Romans chapter 14. And verse 9. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Let's pray. Our God and Father, what a privilege to open thy precious word and to read it, and to talk about that glorious person of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that thy Spirit may have liberty to bring home these scriptures to each heart present this evening. We pray, Father, because we are concerned that there are perhaps some that have not truly accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. And we pray that thy word might penetrate. We give thanks, Father, for these moments together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When I was in the seventh or eighth grade, we had a popular singer come to our school, and we had an all-school assembly in the gymnasium. It was a popular singer, and he sang a lot of the popular songs of that day. But at the end of his program, he got up to the microphone and said, "I've asked your principal permission to sing my favorite song." And he got up to the microphone. He was one of these guys with a great big belly, and they can really pump it out. But I had never forgotten it. He sang "How Great Thou Art." The first two stanzas of that song speak of creation. The last two speak of redemption. So I'd like to sing that tonight. I think perhaps we know it well enough that we can sing it together. O Lord my God, when
Amen. last evening when we were
thinking about worship, it came to me that you have to know him to be able to worship him. And so I want to speak about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he? And how does Scripture present him to us? There's three specific places in the New Testament that speak of the glories of his person. John chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, and Colossians chapter 1. We're going to go to John chapter 1 this evening to read there about this glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read a few verses here. John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 6. Just want to comment that this is not talking here about the Word. This is talking about a man sent from God, John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men might, through him, might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So here we have the person of our Lord Jesus Christ presented. And it starts in the beginning. If you're going to understand something properly, you got to start from the beginning. And in the beginning was the Word. He was there. Whatever beginning you want to talk about, he was there because he is the eternal Son of God. And the Word was with God. In other words, he was a distinct person in the Godhead. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Word was not the Father. The Word was not the Spirit. The Word was the Son. And so it says he was with God. But at the end, it makes it clear that he was fully divine. He was God himself, manifest in the flesh. The same was in the beginning with God. You know, there's bad doctrine that teaches that there was a point in which that Jesus became the Son of God. No, in the beginning he was the Son of God. He always was that. And then it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he is the creator of all things that are made. I think that is fascinating. I find it so fascinating to study the universe. Incredibly amazing to see the vastness of it. Even the Milky Way galaxy in which we are situated. You know, when I have a book at home that my children gave to me because they know I enjoy studying the stars. And in that book, it says, it's been published several years ago now, that in the Milky Way galaxy, there's approximately 100 billion stars. We don't grasp the number. There's about 8 billion people on planet Earth right now. But it's not 8 billion stars. It's 100 billion stars, it says. And I think I've told this before. You'll excuse me if I tell it again. At a young people's sing in California, I was speaking and I mentioned that figure. And young brother came up to me afterwards and says, you know what? It's closer to 200 billion now that they're talking about. And then it was a few years ago, I was in California and a friend of mine let me see a video of some astronomer, and he said, the number is now close to 300 billion. The numbers just keep going up and up. That's our God. Do you have any idea of the vastness of the universe? I don't think we do. I think it is helpful sometimes. I was on the Altiplano at a conference some years ago, and go out at night before the moon comes up. And, you know, out there on the high plains of that Bolivia, there is not a lot of pollution. And to see the vastness of the Milky Way galaxy, it's so clear that you can actually see other galaxies with the naked eye. Little clouds of light here and there outside of the Milky Way galaxy. And I stood there and just looked at it. How insignificant is this poor guy standing here? I don't really count. But God said he was interested. Oh, what a God. Do we grasp the vastness? This is why we worship. You know, worship is not merely expressed in words. Sometimes we use words to worship. But you find those wise men that came to look for the Lord Jesus after his birth. It was sometime later because they found him not in the stable. They found him in the house. The wise men, people always paint him with three wise men. Nowhere does it say there were three wise men. Talking to a friend of mine, he said, I think it probably was closer to 20 or 30 wise men that came from that distance, because if it was only three, they would get robbed on the way. There's a lot of thieves in those times. So it had to be a good, better number. And so here they come that day, probably close to 2 years, a little less than 2 years after the birth of the Lord Jesus. And here's Mary with her firstborn son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in that house. And here comes in those wise men. I don't know how they must have been dressed, but it says they got down on their faces to the ground before that little child. Oh, they recognized who he was. Do we understand who he is? We're living in a day that people make everything of man, your world, your life, your decision. Come on, let's get beyond it. Let's see our God as he is revealed in the person of the Lord Jesus. You know, in that first verse, it uses the word, the title, the Word. And sometimes I say, what does that mean? I stood here without saying a word for 5 minutes. You look at me and say, what in the world is he thinking? You wouldn't know until I open my mouth and use words to express what I'm thinking. And the Lord Jesus is the Word of God. He's the complete revelation of all that God is. You want to know God? Look at the Lord Jesus. He is the Word of God. And he is the creator of all things. But notice in verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Light. Interesting. Look at the light bulbs we have up here.